From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. President Barack Obama caps off his trip to Africa today with a speech hailing the continent's progress, but warning such progress can only be sustained through continued development and democracy for all. Mr. Obama is now back on his way to Washington after making the first visit by a U.S. president to the African Union headquarters in Ethiopia. He hailed the continent's gains and had this to say about terrorism in Africa.
But from Somalia and Nigeria to Mali and Tunisia, terrorists continue to target innocent civilians. Many of these groups claim the banner of religion. But hundreds of millions of African Muslims know that Islam means peace. And we must call groups... We must call groups like Al-Qaeda, ISIL, Al-Shabaab, Boko Haram, we must call them what they are, murderers.
The president talked about the continent's gains from a plummeting HIV infection rate to millions of Africans lifted out of poverty, noting the U.S. had a role in such gains. The White House today announced the U.S. intends to provide at least $40 million in assistance related to countering violent extremism in East Africa. The Turkish military says it has launched a new round of airstrikes against Kurdish rebels today. Two F-16s hit positions belonging to the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in southeast Turkey, hours after NATO voiced support for Ankara's response to what it calls terrorism in Turkey. There are no fresh reports of strikes on the Islamic State positions in Syria, which began in parallel with the attacks on the PKK on Friday. A NATO statement released Tuesday after an emergency session read in part, "The security of the alliance is indivisible and we stand in strong solidarity with Turkey." President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said his forces are pressing their campaign against IS militants and the rebels. This is VOA News. Secretary of State John Kerry told skeptical lawmakers in Washington today that if the U.S. rejects the international brokered Iran nuclear deal, there would be no restraints on Tehran developing a nuclear weapon. "It's a good deal for the world, a good deal for America, a good deal for our allies and friends," Kerry told the House Foreign Relations Committee. Meantime, in Iran, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, arrived to, as she said, begin implementation of the accord. Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Iranian state TV highlighted the visit, broadcasting EU foreign policy chief Mogherini's press conference with Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif.
"Implementing it full, the agreement is the best possible way of opening up the way to investments and trade relations with Europe."
The EU foreign policy chief stressed that she was intent on delivering the same message to all states in the region.
"This agreement is an agreement that is going to improve the security of this region, being an agreement that is a solid one, a good one."
Iranian Foreign Minister Zarif followed up by insisting Tehran has always lived up to its treaty obligations and would do so this time as well. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Lawyers for convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard said today U.S. officials have decided to release him in November after 30 years imprisonment. The 60-year-old Pollard, a one-time civilian Navy analyst, was arrested in November of 1985 when he unsuccessfully sought asylum in Israel's embassy in Washington. He was convicted of passing suitcases filled with military secrets to his Israeli handlers and sentenced to life in prison, a rare instance of one ally spying on another that resulted in a criminal prosecution. His supporters say he was punished excessively, while some U.S. government prosecutors and officials still call him a traitor who should not be released. South Korea has declared an effective end to the threat from the MERS outbreak, which killed 36 people and hurt Seoul's already slowing economy. Since discovery in May, the outbreak of the Middle East Respiratory Virus Syndrome has infected 186 people and forced more than 16,000 others into quarantine. There have been no new cases reported for 23 days, but the outbreak did rattle the country, prompting thousands of schools to shut down. Many parents kept their children at home as well as stayed at home themselves in fear of becoming infected. The Arizona Cardinals of the U.S. National Football League have hired the first female coach in the league's more than 90-year history. The team announced Monday that head coach Bruce Arians will bring in Jen Walter to coach the Cardinals linebacker unit during the upcoming training camp and preseason as an intern or apprentice. She's a former college rugby player who played 14 years as a linebacker for the Dallas Diamonds in the Women's Alliance. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.